Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So my name's Judy. I'm from Halifax in Canada, and I have the honor to be your MC this evening. I'm one of the organizing team of this retreat, the Peace of Mind retreat. How are you feeling? Are you okay? Did the shower and a cup of tea help? Yes. And did anyone sleep? Yes. No. Shopping, sleeping. Okay. Very good. Who is here in India for their first time? Oh, look around. Wow. Wonderful. Extra special. Okay. Well, this evening is for us from this place to welcome you officially, and of course to this ancient land, and to this very humble but powerful and sacred place. You have arrived at the headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. And there are 50 countries represented in this hall right now. So congratulations for getting here. Many had a very long journey, I know. So the purpose of this evening is to give you a proper welcome, so you feel welcomed here. And also to give you some good tips for staying well and healthy here for the next week, and then to give you some gifts, as we always start the retreat with some gifts. So how does that sound? Sounds great, doesn't it? And then an early bed, you know, an early dinner and an early bed. So we will begin with this very special soul sitting next to me. We call her Didi, means older sister, wise one. This is Didi Sudesh, and she will be welcoming you to this complex because she is the senior director for this complex of Gyan Sarovar. She is also, I'm going to make sure I get it right, joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris, and she used to serve for many, many years in Germany as a director in the European region, but living and serving in Germany. She's full of wisdom, and she will be the first to welcome you to this place. So thank you, Didi.
Om Shanti. I would like to first of all actually congratulate you. Very courageous and coming to India, of course, shows that all of you have love for India. And the reason that you are here, it is, of course, it has been clear in the invitation letter, peace of mind. And the greeting that we greet, Om Shanti, it is the introduction of your original self, that you are a peaceful soul. I am a peaceful soul. When state of mind is peaceful, naturally feeling is good. Then instead of saying good evening, when the state of mind is peaceful, then not only morning good, evening good, afternoon good all the time. So this is a good day, good evening. So once again, Om Shanti. Om Shanti means I am a peaceful energy, a peaceful soul, a motivating force, living being. With that awareness, we are able to absorb whatever is going to be taught here, whatever you will be seeing here, whatever you will be doing, the atmosphere itself will remind you that you have really come to fill in your personality with an extra quality, virtues that you have already. It is just like I am seeing all of you as very special living seeds full of potential. But then when you photograph the seed, the tree is not visible. But it needs that the seed needs environment. The seed needs water. The seed needs the land proper. So this is how the tree, the seed, blossoms and becomes a tree and is loaded with fruits and flowers. So I am seeing not only your presence here welcoming you, not only just your presence, but I am welcoming you, what will be coming to you, what time is welcoming you, how the environment is welcoming you, all those who are on the stage or in this building or in Mount Abu are all welcoming you with happy heart. Though you might say that we have come just to attend the conference or maybe that badge of visitors, but I tell you the secret, you are not visitors. You are family. We are together. We are creation of the one creator, the supreme source. And this is why when you come in home, especially welcome is not needed, but it is the love that is more powerful than just the wordings. So welcome from the heart, welcome through the light of eyes, welcome through this pure awareness that we are one family. You have come here because we have different premises. You will be visiting other places. And this is the spiritual academy is here, global academy. So this is called Gyan Sarovar. Gyan means knowledge and Sarovar means lake. So you holy swans have come here to swim in the lake of knowledge, which will generate this knowledge will, it's a very interesting lake. Just like the water is transparent, water is crystal clear, then you are able to see your face. So that lake works like a mirror, right? But this lake might be with different waves change. But the lake of knowledge, Gyan Sarovar, lake of knowledge becomes a very clean, clear mirror to see yourself, how beautiful you are, how lovely you are, how great you are, how fortunate you are, and how much deep within you is the desire to progress, and the seed is waiting to sprout, to grow, and bear the fruits and flowers, which is not only for the self, it is for others as well. Because tree has a natural, or the seed has a natural incognito potential merge in it, that the fruit it takes is not only for himself, it's always for others. Of course, it is the property of the tree, which is known as the property of the one who has gardener. But in fact, you are the proprietor. You are the master of your life, and you will gradually develop not only peace, but purity, sincerity, love, happiness, wisdom, benevolence. All this is the fruit of once we, when we really bathe in this lake of knowledge. So, most welcome from the heart, from all our family, from family, to be here and enjoy your stay. Of course, you have come in home, so your this few days will be very comfortable. But if you need anything and you feel that you want to share, please do not hesitate. Speak with one of the organizers so that automatically whatever is needed, that help can be given. Of course, it's going to be cold weather, so it's all right. We have also made arrangements that you don't shiver in cold. You will have later on, because I see some of you not having some warm clothes on you, have come from warm country. So definitely you will be given something to wear, and still if you need. In the night if you feel cold, ask the housekeeper, will definitely give you warm clothes as well, warm blanket. So what I want to say, do not hesitate. You have come to your own home. I have come to meet your friends. You have come to meet your family, because we are here together from all over the world. And most welcome again. Om Shanti. Words are limited, but heart is unlimited. So I should stop now. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi. The warmth of the heart is felt. And I would like now to introduce Dr. Pratap Midha. He is the additional Secretary General of the Brahma Kumaris worldwide, and he's also the Director of the Global Hospital and Research Center, which is a very unique offering here in Rajasthan, and you will have a chance to visit it. And he has a very special relationship with this place, and he's going to share with you what drew him here and what makes this place called Mount Abu so special. Welcome, Dr. Pratap.
Om Shanti and Namaste, and very warm welcome to Mount Abu. I know you have traveled across the countries and continents to come here. So we are very grateful. We are thankful to you for traveling so large distances. And this shows you are genuinely interested in the quest for spirituality. Mount Abu is a very special place. The Brahma Kumaris organization moved over from Hyderabad, Karachi in Sindh, to Mount Abu in 1950. May 1950. So this is the international headquarters of the Brahma Kumaris. But Mount Abu is also a very special place. You know what the archaeologists say, this is the oldest place on the earth, almost 3.3 billion years old. And it is from the igneous volcanoes, the rocks, which you see here, they are from the volcanic eruption. And it has place in the Indian mythology. And if you look at the geography, Mount Abu is it is the Aravali Hills. It is the highest point between the Nilgiris in south and Himalayas in north. So it's a very strategic place. The mythology is very great. You know, one of the rishis told the character in Mahabharata, Yudhishthir, that staying in Mount Abu for one day is equal to donating 1,000 cows. In Hindu culture, donating a cow is a very sacred thing. So I'm sure you'll have very lovely time here and very comfortable. You would enjoy the company of the senior yogis. And Mount Abu as such has been inhabited by various rishis and sages in the recent past. Swami Vivekanand, who was the one who addressed the international gathering in Chicago, and he said, brothers and sisters, that really created the bond. So we are all one family, global family. And they say that it is the kind of which binds us together. And the Brahma Kumaris really emphasize on this point that we are all children of one supreme. We are all brothers. We take the physical costume and then we have different ethnic identification or cultural identification or religious identification, but genuinely and honestly we are all one. We are all souls, the children of the Supreme Father. So Mount Abu is a very special place for learning also. But learning, it has been the board of education. And it was the British who introduced Mount Abu to the outside world. It is almost 1917 when they found Mount Abu. And then they had, because being this place, being the cooler place around in Rajasthan, the Rajputana as it was called then, so they moved their families here. So you'll find there's a Todd Rock and there's a Trevor Tank and so many other things which are named after the British here. And Mount Abu has been given a now global, I would say, identification by the Brahma Kumaris. People come from all across the country. We have our presence in almost 140 countries in the world where the meditation or what we call Raja Yoga is practiced by people from all across the globe. So that's what people are attracted for spirituality. I'm sure the coming 7 days would be a very kind of revelation and it should bring a quality change in your lives. That's what we expect, that you will have a very wonderful experience and wonderful learning to take back home. So we welcome you here, and I would say that when you go across the city, you'll find the cultural heritage of the place also. This is 43% of the population here is indigenous population, what we call the tribal population, the grasses and bees which have inhabited this place for centuries. So you would love the place. This place is so much flora and fauna, and there are people who understand the Ayurvedic medicine. They found lot of healing herbs are here. So you'll have that flavor, the fragrance of those herbs in this Mount Abu surroundings. So I'm sure we would feel that you would be at home, as Didi said, that you are back to your home, because when we say it is the place where God Himself educated us, taught us the inner secrets, the spiritual secrets. So this is all our home for learning. So I'm sure you'll have wonderful time here. Once again, I welcome you on behalf of the Brahma Kumaris and the organizing team. I'm sure you'll have a lovely place with our brothers. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pratap. I like, you said, a learning home. That's a nice combination, isn't it? A learning home. So, thank you for that. And next, we have Michael Timmins. We'll call him Brother Michael. From Australia. And we think, oh, there we go. So, see, yeah, there you go. Yeah, wow. There you go. So you won't be confused if you see one. And who is that? So that's Brother Joe, and this is Michael. And they're the original organizing. They're the creators of this retreat with Brother Frank. If Frank could stand, please. These three, together with Sister Margaret from Australia, founded this retreat, we think 27 years ago, don't we? Or 26? 95, so someone can do the math, minus a couple of years of COVID. 98? Yeah, we had a couple years off with COVID, right? So anyways, a long time ago. And Sister Margaret is no longer with us, and she was really the founding spirit of this, together with Michael. And I wear her little bling name tag in honor of her every year now that I have joined the team. And Brother Michael is going to speak to you a little bit. He's also been meditating for more than 50 years, and he's a business owner in Australia, so very practical life as well. But he'll speak a little bit about the inspiration behind this retreat. Welcome, Brother Michael.
Thank you, Sister Judy. And to all of you, a hearty, hearty, hearty welcome and an Om Shanti. And you'll hear Om Shanti a million times in this week. And sitting here listening to Sudesh Didi, listening to Judy and listening to Dr. Pratap, I also feel like you. I'm learning more by sitting here and listening to everything. And as Judy said, we've been doing this program. We thought it was going to be for 1 year. That was in 95. But every year we get travelers from many, many countries, from many regions, and they say over 30 years that you arrive as guests, however you leave, as family. And we all often stay in touch with each other. We make friends, have common connections, and enjoy the journey together. And when we started Peace of Mind, it was really to create something that replicated the magic that we experienced here, in my case from the mid-70s, when I first came to India, having no experience of India, not studied any religious scriptures or anything. But when I first came here, the border guard, we came through Pakistan in the days when you can travel from London to Delhi, through Afghanistan and Pakistan and Turkey and Iran, and a magical journey. And I'll never forget the immigration officer at Amritsar, which is when we first visited. He asked, "What is the purpose of your visit?" And I said, "I've come home." And I've never changed that attitude. And now I've got so many sisters and brothers that I've known for many, many, many years. Many are part of the team. And what touches me every year is that all the people that you meet in Ahmedabad, that serve our dinners, give the classes, make the beds, arrange all the practical stuff, they're all volunteers. Every single one, every BK, whether they chop the vegetables, they serve, or their Sister Shivani, or Sister Didi Sudesh, they're all volunteers. So we feel a commitment to building that family connection. So we wanted to create the magic, and particularly it was the experience of meditation from the elders, the original generation from what is now Pakistan, from the 1930s. We were very fortunate enough to meet the daddies, the original daddies and daddas, and they taught us what they knew, which was, who am I? And who is God? And what is my relationship with that soul? And you'll hear all these aspects later this week And hopefully you get challenged, because we don't expect you to become BKs or anything like that. However, it's about sharing the magic, the experience of peace of mind, and how to be happy in your life. Would that be a good aim for this week? Yeah? Would you like to be happy? Yeah. Because the purpose of learning meditation is to become a better person. And that's what we're all doing. So in 7 days, when you leave this place, some very reluctantly, but you will leave to go back to your countries, hopefully that you have some tools that allow you to grow your journey, grow your life, and stay in touch. Because that's what family does. So enjoy the week, and hopefully you don't get too confused between Joe and Michael, but we do have name tags, and we promise we won't change them. And so Om Shanti, and hearty welcome, and have a great week.
Thank you, Michael. We'll do a quiz at the end of the week, and we'll have them dress exactly the same and see if you can tell who is who, okay? So you will see a lot of all of us this week, actually. And many other faculty, senior teachers will be coming in and out to share their wisdom with you. We've been thinking about you for months and months and months, actually. The last peace of mind ends and we begin thinking about next year. But since about, I think it's about May, we began in earnest thinking about, okay, what do we want to do that will be special this year? And learning each year from, you know, what works from the year before. So we feel like it's a good program. And we feel like it's well balanced. It's got space for you to have time on your own. It's got space for you to have social time with your new friends. It's got space for a little shopping and a little sightseeing. And it's got space for depth and introversion and learning to meditate and being well in the body. So the diet, everything has been prepared with that in mind for you. So we're really happy to see your faces, because before this you were just imaginary for us. So here you are. I have some kind of practical things to share with you. Is that all right? I have 10 things on my list, and this is meant to make your stay most comfortable. So are you all right with that? Yeah, okay. I think they're really important for you.